Everybody ready? Copyright laws. Now, hey, got a bunch of young people here listening to music on the internet. This is right up your alley. This comes from No Name. He says, "I am from a country far from your land named Moldova. I have a question that's disturbed me for over a year." This is it. "Is it okay before God to break the copyright law by copying different files from the internet or by any other sources," which might be just copying a DVD or a CD. "Is it sin in all the circumstances? Everyone around me believes it's nothing more than an economic issue. Even the pastor thinks it's okay in the context of our country, which is poor and corrupted. But I don't see any exceptions in the Bible. Would you be so kind and guide me to a firm and Bible-based opinion so I can act holy in God's sight? Please." I like that. He wants to be holy in God's sight. Well, here's the question that needs to be asked. When it comes to copyright laws, whether it's a book, whether it's music, whether it's even sermons, that type of thing, what we have to ask ourselves is this: have the governing authorities established laws prohibiting the kind of copying you want to do? Because if they have, the Bible says in Romans 13, verse 1 and 2, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities." It's that simple, folks. Have the governing authorities established laws prohibiting that act? If they have, now listen to this. Listen to it. "There is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." Now here's the conclusion that I want you to hear. "Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment." Titus 3:1, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient." 1 Peter 2:13, "Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution." That's the question, folks. And here's what I want you to see. Whether you violate the speed limit sign, whether you violate the copyright laws, you may look at those and say those are men's laws. But you remember this: government, just like family, just like church, guess what? They're God-created institutions. And when you disobey the governing authority, you as much as disobey God. Do you have... what biblical right could you possibly have? God Himself says, don't steal. And when our government indicates that to do that type of copying is stealing, then it is. And you're not to steal. And you're not to violate the governing authority. Now let's just lay that out. When is the only time we violate government? There's only one time. And the Bible gives it to us. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to the rulers of the people. There they are, rulers of the people. These are the governing authorities. These are those that have been given the rule. These are those that are appointed by God. "And they called the disciples. They charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Peter and John answered them, 'Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge.'" That's in Acts 4:18. Again in Acts 5:28, "These same leaders said, 'We strictly charged you not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us.' Peter and the apostles answered, 'We must obey God rather than man.'" There it is. We must obey God rather than men. Here it is. The governing authorities are to be obeyed every time, all the time, in every instance, period, unless they would have you violate God's word. That's the only exception. When you can say to the governing authorities, we must obey God rather than you. If the government all of a sudden comes along and says, we can't meet anymore as a church, we say, the Bible says not to forsake the assembling together of yourselves, we will meet. And you know what's going to happen to the true Christians? We will meet and we will die if necessary. And the days are coming. The days are already here. The days are already here when the government would have us do things that God doesn't permit. You know, if all of a sudden the government said you must put your children in the public schools, I mean, this is going to be a thing that Christians would have to wrestle with. And you know, am I violating God's word if I put my children in the public schools? If the government began like the Chinese government to mandate abortions over one child, we'd have to say no. When the government says, and oh, folks, we're quickly on this path, that you can't preach against homosexuality, we'll say we're going to preach the Word of God. We've been commissioned to do so. But anything short of that, folks, copyright laws, so often we want to justify because of financial inconvenience. Let me tell you this. The only time you can disobey the governing authorities is when God gives you a command that trumps their laws. Not for financial advantage. You are not justified in violating this government for financial advantage.
You are encouraged to freely duplicate and distribute this audio file. For more media content from I'll Be Honest, visit us online at illbehonest.com.